Hello, it's John, and this afternoon we've got a double act. We don't often have two people sitting around the table, but we've got Julie Ralph and Margaret Hurd, who've come all the way from Bradford, or Saltaire, or somewhere around there, to talk to us this afternoon about the work that they do with hearing and visually impaired people over in that part of the world. So I think without any further ado, I'll let them say what they do, and if the conversation dries, which I don't think it will do, I'll ask some pertinent questions. So over to both of you, and perhaps you might introduce yourselves.
Right, my name's Julie Ralph, and I work for an organisation called HiViz. I've worked there for about 12 months now, and we'll talk a little bit more in a few minutes when we've introduced ourselves.
Right, thank you.
And I'm Margaret Hurd. I also work for HiViz.
So whereabouts are you based?
We work from home, basically. We're attached to a project that's based in Hartlepool. So our head office is in Hartlepool.
Right.
And they also have a branch in Cornwall, but it's all very small. That makes it sound international almost.
Well, it does all
but
those,
it's
yeah.
not. It's just that there's only five of us all together.
In the whole country?
Yeah.
Really?
And we just concentrate on different areas of the country.
So do you personally go around to these different areas?
We spend some time in Hartlepool, yes.
Yeah.
Mostly we're Bradford-based because our project, job descriptions are to develop the project, the Making Waves project, which we'll talk about in a minute, in the Bradford area. So that's we're mostly Bradford-based, but we work with our colleagues across Hartlepool and Cornwall as well.
Right. So let's hear about these waves. I'm interested in waves.
Right. So the Making Waves project is lottery-funded. It's a three-year funded project, a lottery-funded project, and the ultimate aim is to raise awareness and early identification of combined sight and hearing loss.
So combined sight and hearing loss comes under many names, and some people call it deaf blindness. Some people just say my eyes and ears are not really very good. And some people have it and sit very quietly and don't get involved in anything because they can't see or hear.
Yeah, they're embarrassed to make their conditions known, I suppose,
Well, I think...
And a lot just goes over their heads.
Yeah, you get mixed up and you give wrong answers and you can't see very clearly. You tend to get a little bit more isolated.
Yes,
Also, it affects your mobility. So
yes.
Getting up and moving around can be really difficult if your sight and hearing's not too good.
Yes, uneven surfaces and steps and things like this can be a real handicap, can't they?
What it does really is create social isolation because people stop going out, people stop communicating. As Margaret said, how many times do you ask a question or hear a question and give a wrong answer because you haven't heard properly? That then you stop. So then people withdraw into themselves, they end up sat in a corner. Suddenly we have people diagnosed as dementia or Alzheimer's when in actual fact the issues around the sight and hearing and communication.
Right.
So it's massive, and it's massive for older people, and it's not being picked up. And that's where we come in, and we're seeing, we want the message to get out there, not just to ophthalmologists or social workers or rehabilitation officers that work in the field, but people that work in community pharmacies, GP practices, the man in the street, the carers, and people with combined sight and hearing loss themselves as well, so that they can start and understand what's happening and how they might better manage it.
Right, so a person with these conditions then, how would they be put in touch with you?
We're not strictly working face-to-face with individuals. Our job is to get the message out there.
Yes.
By training, by information, by getting people involved, by getting other organisations like yourself involved, so you in turn get the message out for us.
Right.
So people pick up, and that's where the Making Waves idea comes in, that the more people start to understand the effects and how it impacts on people, the more they can check, have you had a hearing test? When was the last time you had a hearing test? Do your hearing aid batteries need changing? Does your hearing aid need servicing?
Yeah.
And little things like that that people might not pick up. And same with sight test. When did you last have a sight test?
Right.
And so we talk about deaf blindness and people straight away think of people that can't see or hear anything. And that's not what we're talking about. What we're talking about is people whose sight is deteriorated, whose hearing's deteriorated, yeah. And the two combined have the impact of causing social isolation, lack of mobility, loneliness. We talk a lot about older people and loneliness, and it does have an impact.
Right, so you're helping these, shall we say, professional people yeah. to pick up in their daily work.
Not just professionals.
No, but anybody who's dealing.
Anybody.
So, we're looking at carers, we're looking at the person themselves who's struggling to manage. There is a big impact on, like, strokes and falls, and because people become less able to move around, they don't get the exercise they might need.
Yeah.
Another big one is drinking. You know, you don't go and make yourself a cup of tea if you might scald your hand every time. So people start drinking less. And the diet is affected, obviously, because preparing food's not as easy as it used to be.
Quite an item, isn't it?
But when you start thinking about all these things, the impact on your health overall is quite big.
And people may not be aware of that, and you're helping them to become aware.
And I think that's what we said, people don't realise. So that's why we said earlier, we've talked about deaf blindness or combined sight and hearing loss, and that's all very technical. But if we're talking to an older person, he might just say to us, or she might just say to us, well, it's my age, or, well, my eye's not very good and my hearing's not very good. And it's helping them to understand. And it might be directing them to the local social services or local voluntary service where they can get a small item of equipment. Mm. So there's a number of small items of equipment that we carry around and demonstrate that can help people in their daily lives. Something as simple as what's called a bump on.
Tell me about that.
And that's just I'll let Margaret tell you because she's a practitioner.
They're just little rubber dots, basically, but they're raised and they're adhesive, so you can stick them onto, say, the remote control on your TV.
Oh,
you can never find the on-off button or the BBC One.
Mm.
So if you put a bump on, so you can just feel it straight away, you can pick it up, feel where it is.
Have I seen these on somebody's cookers?
You would have done this.
That's right.
That's
what they mark cookers up with them.
Yeah.
Can use it on your stereo player.
Right.
There's just so many things that you could use it on, your alarm clock.
Microwave.
Yeah,
anything just that has a control, yeah.
Well, yeah.
And it's just so cheap and so basic, and yet we have examples from when we were in practice of it meaning that people can become more independent, that they can live at home longer. We've had people recommended for residential care, and then the rehabilitation officer's gone in and put bump-ons on. In one case, it was just bump-ons in somebody's house, and they went back to living independently.
Right,
because they could make a drink for themselves, they could cook for themselves.
And of course, because they know that they were around their own kitchen,
and knew where things were, basically.
It's just the fine controls, right.
Yeah.
I mean, lighting's another important factor. Mm-hmm. If you can put more appropriate lighting into your kitchen areas, It varies from one person to another, what's the best light.
Yeah.
But that does make a massive difference.
Yeah, well, we found that. We had our kitchen done a few years ago and had LED lights put in. What a difference.
It's astonishing what difference it does make. Another one is anti-glare lenses on glasses.
Yeah.
You can get some that are really cheap, from R&IB catalogue. And the difference that can make to somebody's vision, because it cuts out the glare. So if you've got a condition like glaucoma,
or developing cataracts, perhaps,
where you can't cope with the glare, the anti-glare glasses can be really useful.
And it's just knowing about these things, isn't it?
Well, this is the thing. Yeah, we're just trying to get the word out there that there are things that are just simple. Cheap, you don't have to go through big assessments. And they will help yourself or your relative.
So you might ask us, where does that fit with what you're doing? And what we've done together with our colleagues in Hartlepool is develop some online distance learning, and it's a course that we've just released. It's about half an hour. It's in modules, so you can do it in the modules. You can start and stop and start and stop. You don't have to sit in front of the computer and do it all. It's accessible. We've got it in different languages. You can change to audio for people that maybe can't see it. And there's the text. You can increase the size of the text. So we're hoping that it is accessible to everybody.
Oh,
it's
right.
A basic training course, so it starts at the very basics about what is deafblindness, gives you tips on how to manage what you should be doing. It talks to professionals about what they should be doing and how to identify if somebody might have sight and hearing loss.
Yeah.
So, for example, unopened mail is a really good indicator that people...
When you go into somebody's house and they're sitting nearly on top of the television,
yes,
with it turned up at a full blast, you know there's something.
Yeah.
So the training offers all that. It also talks a little bit about the Care Act, because people have rights under the Care Act to an assessment from a qualified person or a qualified professional. And as I say, it's eight modules.
Yeah.
Eight modules. And it's only about 10 minutes a module. It's just really an awareness-raising tool that we hope that anybody can access. So whether it's a social worker, a senior manager in an organisation, a carer, or a person with sight and hearing loss themselves, anybody can access it.
So you said a carer, like it might be a family member.
A family member, yeah.
So perhaps one of our readers might have a family member who could access this and help our reader.
Absolutely.
To get a better quality of life.
Absolutely, yes.
Right.
The link takes you directly to our learning site, and then you register and log on. It's free, there's no charge, it's free to everybody. And you can log on to that, and away you go. And as I say, you can do it in your own time.
Right. So this is something that people could do at home.
And yeah, you can do it on your mobile, you can do it on your computer, you can do it on your tablet. It's not, you don't have to sit in front of a computer and do it, you can do it on any device.
Right. So, I mean, do you encourage people to get hold of you, shall I say, personally?
There's links on the at the end of the training for where to get support. If people have a specific question, they can come to Mags and I. But there is an email address for our, I suppose it's like an admin email, that people can contact. jane@highviz.org.
Yeah. Right. Well, thank you.
Thank you.
Fascinating. I see we don't often have a double act. It's been really entertaining, is that? Thank you. And very informative as well. So
thank you.
People find it useful.
Right. And if I can just add, it is really, really important, because we are an ageing population. And I think there's some stats that say by 2035, certainly in Bradford, over half the population will be over 75.
Mm.
Yeah.
So you know, it's a massive thing for older people, particularly.
Yeah.
To be aware and understand that it's not the end of the world either.
Right. Yeah. As we were saying over our cup of tea this afternoon when you arrived, yes, this ageing population, this baby boom that happened in the '40s,
absolutely,
including me, is getting to that point. So right. Well, thanks ever
Thank
so much
you.
Again. Thank
thanks
you.
Thanks very much. Thank you.
So that contact email address again is jane@highviz.org, and HighViz is spelt HIVIS, jane@highviz.org. And the website address is www.high-vizuklearning.org, www.high-vizuklearning.org.